the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mothers cry cause the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see, it's going by the book.
It's going by the book, it sure is. Good afternoon, family. My name is Thomas Campbell. I have been running a little late. I had to play, go a place as far, far away. And I have this on 24-hour loop, and I'm cutting in on it. Family, to continue on with the loop, those joining us, my name is Thomas Campbell. This is the Watchman for Jesus program, brought to you by the Watchman for Jesus Network. Family, people are looking for answers out there. People see things happening. They see the cops going crazy out there. How about you cops? What are you doing? How come you good cops aren't putting your Freemason cops on notice? That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. If you look up what the Freemason takes a blood oath against you, they don't tell you that. Too many secrets. I'm not talking against the Masons. I'm trying to wake them up to the lie that they're living. Because you know when you took that blood oath, something was wrong. And if you don't see it, something's wrong. Whew. God's let you go too far. You've lost yourself. You've lost your humanity. Under the guise of doing good things. Because doing the good things is what is keeping the other part hidden. Isn't it? Family, this is exactly what's going on. You've got Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, the Jesuits, the actual instigator is supernatural. The worker bees are your secret societies, just like JFK said. It's not Muslim. It's not Jews. It's not the bankers. All these are pawns, yeah. Some of them don't even know they're being used as pawns. The real enemy of mankind is Satan. He uses the secret societies to do his bidding. And for doing his bidding, he gives them rewards, positions of power, attaboys, little trinkets and doodads and coats and rings and what have you to make it feel special. And they are going to assassinate every Freemason when the Great White Brotherhood of the Illuminati has total control. That is documented. Of which you don't know. You're not aware of this. And you better become aware of it. In the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. Chapter 15. It tells you exactly what they're going to do. And there's no stopping it. Well, family, I want to start talking now about what's going on today. At least for this final hour, for this weekend. And, of course, I wasn't here the first hour. Like I said, it's a loop. So to come into it, the real answer, as I've sounded off and on and on and talk shows I've been on, my own show, the actual answer, and if I was asked to brief, which that would never happen in a million years, if I was ever actually asked to brief the Council of Foreign Relations or the Joint Chief of Staff, four-star generals, in a real military brief, I would have to include what I'm going to tell you right now. And the advice is very simple. It is 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the only answer. You have no other answer. You're not going to find it. The only answer to our bringing back America, whatever, if that's your drive, my drive is to pray that Jesus Christ comes. Of course, with him coming comes the 7 years tribulation before. Don't think he won't bring judgment upon this planet. He's going to. 7:14 says, if my people, those that follow Jesus, that follow God, if my people, which are called by my name, and he's the shepherd, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Everything that man's done has failed. Everything. And every success has been with it, Satan behind it. Every single one. Every single one. And show me one exception, you cannot. I don't care if you're a history professor from Harvard. You're the last person I would actually trust or even believe. I mean this sincerely. It is proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. The Rockefellers have given millions of dollars to Harvard. Don't you think they own Harvard? And the Rockefellers are Illuminati, Satanists. And they control Harvard. And they control major colleges within the Council of Foreign Relations. I've named these before. It's not just Harvard. And no, I'm not angry because it didn't go there. I'm telling you the truth. And you say, well, we have a professor that has going to write a Bible next year. He's got so many books he's written, and he's got degree in this and degree in that and so forth. That means nothing. Absolutely nothing. Because his morals, his agenda is tainted. It's not just Harvard. It's Yale, Princeton, Columbia, Stanford, MIT, Cornell, Double Horn, University of Texas, University of California, University of St. Louis, Rockefeller University, John Hopkins, University of Chicago, University of Miami, City College of New York, and George Washington University. Now, that's some pretty bold claims, isn't it? But I got the evidence. I have the evidence. And you might ask, well, what evidence is that? Well, right quick, since I made that claim, to show you why I don't trust these so-called professors of these major colleges that also belong to Tavistock, behavior think tank in London, that controls and set up our 1960s cultural revolution, beginning in 1940s and 50s. That's pretty significant, wasn't it? Sure changed us as a country, as a colony. Quote, Charles Francis Potter, a humanist, 1930, education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. Every American public school is a school of humanism, unquote. And 59 years later, Georgia Ann Geyer said, syndicated columnist under Clinton, said, she actually said, quote, the percentage of Marxist faculty numbers can range from an estimated 90% in some Midwestern universities. So to get over that sum, so people won't have argument, let's talk about Roger Kimball. He said, and I quote, with a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges and universities have installed the entire radical menu, as Marxist and humanist, at the center of the humanities curriculum at both undergraduate levels. 2 years before that, Herbert London said, and I quote, the strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its preachment, as Marxism and socialism, and almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar. If you have a college, a group, a council, a workforce, whatever, and you're all non-Masons, you're going to find one or two Masons, they are going to watch you. They're going to keep track of what you're doing. They are spies in your group. They are spies in your group. If you're a couple of people that's non-Masons, and you're in an organization that's mostly Masons, you're in a bee's nest. I'd be getting out of there if I was you, because they're going to ask you to come into it. Now, why should I give a hoot about humanism? You say, well, what is humanism? All right, now you got my attention, maybe. You say, well, what the dickens is humanism? Well, if you asked me what the dickens is humanism, now I'll tell you what the dickens is humanism. Here's humanism that controls your colleges, controls your government, controls your military. Let me say it again. Controls your military and your business industries and your religions. Jesus Christ is not about it at all. He's separate from religion entirely. Here's what they all preach and go by. I give you basic common doctrines and goals of secular humanism, Marxism, and Leninism. And when I name these off, start thinking today what's going on in the articles, what's going on in reports in the newspaper, about events taking place like same-sex marriage, the riots, feminism, all these things in the papers today, how they would apply to the doctrines I'm going to give you right now. Because that's exactly what's guiding everything today. None of this is spontaneous. I'm not giving you speculation. I'm telling you. None of this is spontaneous. It's all set up. Here are the common doctrines and goals of secular humanism, Marxism, and Leninism. Deny the existence of God. ACLU, get those commandments down from your school. Get those commandments down from your courthouses. We're going to send a lawsuit on you. They're created for that purpose. You understand this? That's what they're doing. That's how they do it. Hawkins, I thought he was supposed to be a genius. Pretty dumb to be a genius. When you start thinking that there's no God in creation, he forgets about basic physical properties of atrophy. They kind of nicely ignore that. And thermodynamics and the principles of thermodynamics. Family, everything's reversing. Left to itself, this world will reverse, deteriorate, and just go plop. Think about it. We assume and we take for granted everything moves forward. it grows, it regenerates, etc. Recreates, regenerates, etc. But no, what's it really doing? Everything is dies, rust, rots. You ever notice that? How do you have, how's that max out? How's that work out? It don't. Something keeps it going, don't it? Something keeps it going. What keeps it going? What keeps it going? There's a supernatural bond to this world that the scientists can't explain. That's why they call it scientific theory. We have a scientific theory. No. What you have is principles you don't have a clue about, and you got some ideas, that's all. That's scientific theory, sucker. Deny the existence of God. Deny the existence of a soul. That there's no soul. When you do all this, you don't have to worry about all this religious punishment and judgment. So do as thou wilt. It's the whole of the law. That works both ways. They want to let the rapists, murderers go free. That's part of the humanist manifesto. That's part of the New Age doctrine. To close down prisons. This thing about, what do you call it? What goes around comes around, and karma and all that nonsense. Well, that's got a double-edged sword there, New Agers. Because you're going to get your wish. Yeah. They're going to open up those prisons. That's why they're coming up with this guy spent 20 years in prison for nothing. There's a death penalty, and the guy was killed, and they found him innocent, all this and all that. They're using that as justification to eliminate the prison system. They are, in fact, going to use felons. A minimum 185,000 plus as your new police force. As your new police force. That's part of the multi-jurisdictional task force that's going to be under the United Nations. Oh, how about that? That's why they're trying to make police today look like a bunch of boobs and the enemy. Because you got the ones inside the precincts that's being bad guys on purpose, doing this shooting, doing these beatings. And the good cops, and you have good cops, are silent because of fear of their losing their job and losing their life too. They live in a fantasy also. They do a good job, the good cops do, but they're overshadowed by the chiefs and those that are Freemasons. They give them that look, that nod. All that's got to happen is we have a call at a certain warehouse. Need you to go check it out. His ambush set up. His own people would do it in a heartbeat. There's no doubt about it. You get a good cop in there doing a good job, then we give him a warning. He continues it, he's going to shut him down. That's how it really works in this world. Serpico. That's a minor. This happens all the time. Deny the existence of a soul. They've been planning this. Actually went in full steam 1945, 1950. You see, start with education, the laws, the anti-Vietnam marchers. That was all pre-planned. It wasn't just a bunch of kids getting together and say, we don't like the military, and they formed themselves. No, sir. Rockefellers, Ford Foundation, these guys formed it, trained them. Now, you be out there at the airports, here's what you're going to do. They practice it, they train them. And then to make sure it's publicized, to kill the sovereignty, kill the patriotism. And it worked perfectly. And infused with drugs into the country. That began with the Bushes and the others. Yeah, George Bush and all them, their family. From Texas, bringing in the drugs on the oil platforms. And then in Arkansas, they have elaborate airports. Oh, Clinton knows all about that. Even before him, other places on the southeast, they've got elaborate airports that was to receive the drugs from South America. The drugs started being infusing into the system, our country, in the late 50s, early 60s. That was to facilitate the Humanist Manifesto. Can I be more clear? Deny the existence of a soul. Look at all the projects going on. And the thing to remember is all of this is connected. It is connected. It's not working independently. Then when Vietnam opened up, oh, it was a smorgasbord of drugs. Smorgasbord. They bring drugs over in coffins, just like they're doing now in Afghanistan and Iraq. Why do you think they're having 26 suicides per day of our troops? Some of those troops have seen this. They don't want them coming back being whistleblowers. Uh-huh. Am I clear? Am I clearing the picture here? Am I painting you the picture? And don't even ask. And what are the Joint Chief of Staff doing? Family, they're part of this. Evil. Because they're Rhodes Scholars, Knights of Malta, they're Knights of Columbus, and the others are cowards, afraid to speak out against them. If my people, which are called by my name, humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then while I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, will heal their land. And with us changing the laws of same-sex marriage, you change the laws of the land, you take away the opportunity for a person to do the right thing. It means the country supports it, then the people will support it, and God's going to come down on that country hard. Ooh. He's going to come down hard. And so when people say we've got to take back our country, and they form these Tea Party groups, and I don't know, I can't think of all the legal names they come up with. Voting councils and all this other lawyer gibberish. It won't matter a hill of beans. The states will secede, and they'll fall right into the hands of the Chinese, Mexico, UN, and Canada. We're divided up into four regions. And each of those are divided up into 10 regions nationwide since 1972 under UN administration. Just waiting like a lion at the base of a, like a pack of lions, at the base of a tree, wait for you to get tired of sitting up there. And they hungry. And they ain't going to move. Except when a bigger lion comes around, and that's Jesus Christ. But till then, those lions are down there at the base of that tree. And they're waiting for the time when that limb breaks. And it's starting to break. Because the weight's getting heavy. That's where we are. The limb's getting ready to snap. Family, we're on the cusp. Common law, oath keepers, and the free states, and all this common law stuff. Oh my gosh. They come around, and they come to these meetings at Tea Parties, which is formed by the Council of Foreign Relations, and the Council of National Policy, a right-wing, secretive group of LaHaye's and Pat Robinson's and Palin and Chuck Missler and all the rest of them. Machisianos and all these guys. They're part of the CIA. They're part of the right-wingers that are Illuminati, working for the Council of Foreign Relations. Let's get right down to it. And I got the names. I got the list. It's there. They are too. North, Oliver North, all the rest of them. Knights of Malta. They're all mixed, intermingled together. Like a pack of M&M's. All mixed different colors. And that too. They're all Luciferian. Secret societies. And they work toward the common doctrine and goals of secular humanism. That's what the Freemasons are all about. The lower levels don't know this. They do not know The little old heart would be broken if they found out the treachery of their Grand Inspector General. But telling the lies, saying the oaths, that should be a clue. And then the lower level ones that learn how to destroy a man's life because he goes against the Masons, or drum someone out of business or lose a contract illegally and hide it, that should be a clue right there. I thought you were supposed to uphold the character of man, and yet you're pulling little strings. It's illegal. Don't you find a contrary of terms there? Oh, I forgot. Stupid me. I forgot about the ends justify the means. Excuse me. Deny the existence of a soul. Now you'll love the next one. Good thinking. Deny the existence of absolute moral laws. Deny the existence of absolute moral laws. Do as I wilt, New Age. That encompasses a whole legalized abortion, legalized drugs, legalized... They're going to kill your children. You understand this? In Oregon, they're working on an act, a bill, as a model for child euthanasia, where children can elect to euthanize themselves, and you can't touch it. And they'll separate you from your child, and ask the child, what do you want to do? And you cannot go in the room. You understand this? That goes for you too, Masons. You don't know what you're setting up. Because when they sign, and they will, International Rights of the Child, and the treaty overrides the so-called thing, what do you call it? Oh, yeah, Constitution. You have none. There is no Constitution. These common law meetings, here, meeting come to order. We're going to talk about, it's been an hour, 2 hours, drinking coffee, drinking tea and donuts, or whatever, a covered supper. Talking about the common law, everybody here, we had a good meeting tonight. Yeah, we did. Nothing ever happens. Because of Masons involved in the city council, involved in the judicial system, will short-circuit it. Every single time. That's why you city councils that go to the First Baptist Church have one Mason working in your group. He's a really friendly guy, isn't he? He just loves the cookouts. His wife cooks all the brownies for you. Does everything good for you. Great. That's the cover story. He goes right back to the Grand Inspector General reports, which you've best have been doing. Who's involved? That's exactly what they do. And they're good at it. They're being lied to also and used like an old napkin. Deny the existence of God. Deny the existence of a soul. Deny the existence of absolute moral laws. Number 4. Deny the existence of any inalienable rights, including the rights guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. Fam, they got rid of that a long time ago. A long time ago. They rendered it null and void in Tompkins versus Erie Railroad, in a federal ruling that you don't know about. Very sneaky-like. And then, if they didn't have that ruling, Tompkins versus Erie Railroad, hey, research that. Look at how they ruled that. It's sneaky. But let's say they didn't have that. All they got to do is declare a national emergency. It suspends the Constitution immediately. Put that in your common law booklet and minutes of the meeting. And on top of that, a treaty, international treaty, overrides your constitution. Because we are a colony of England today. Put that in your minutes of your meeting too. Man, you better wake those legal beagles up in your meetings, I tell you what. Because they're not telling you the truth. Y'all do these meetings, it goes nowhere. Y'all do these marches, it goes nowhere. Except around a block. Somebody gets shot. That's what they want. You got cops within that march. They're stressed like you. And they're the ones throwing the rocks and stones, instigate a violent action. They found that out in Vancouver and Toronto. The marchers up there, did they handled that one now, though. They identified the cops that were had infiltrated inside the marching group. Anyway, U.S. Constitution is there to placate you. As a facade for the humanist doctrine that hid underneath it all along. Number five, deny the sanctity of individual human life. When you deny the existence of God, deny the existence of a soul, teach it, push it, get rid of absolute moral laws, it becomes much easier to deny the sanctity of individual human life. That's why they give us in the schools what's called death education. All right, kiddies, we're going to go to the cemetery, and you're going to take your little carbon pencils and a piece of paper and go to the headstones and etch out your favorite headstone, and we'll come back and talk about it. They talk about death, it's final. You're dead, you're dead. Look at this gravestone. Born, died. Oh. They teach you to fear death, that death is final. Family, this is, I'm not speculating. I am not stretching. This is exactly what that's for. That's the purpose of it. That's the purpose of it. That's evil. Well, that's some broad claims I'm making, isn't it? Does that turn you off? Does that make you feel uncomfortable? Well, it wouldn't if you'd show us some evidence. Oh, how about Dr. Chester M. Pierce, a medical doctor out of Harvard? I love that, man. Dr. Chester Pierce, openly, outwardly, publicly, speaking to 2,000 teachers in 1973 in Denver, Colorado, at a teachers' conference. He said, and I quote word for word, in 1973, over intercom. You understand this? Over a microphone? Like Adolf Hitler? Yeah. 2,000 teachers. Man, that's a whole lot of teachers. He said, and I quote, "Every child in America entering school to age of 5 is mentally ill. Because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international children of the future." Unquote. Huh? How about that? And while that's firmly planted in the mind, to show you continuity, just 30 years before that, 1948 to 1953, 30 years, give or take, before that, here's what Brock Chisholm, director of the United Nations World Health Organization, said when the takedown of America began in 1945, it matches it perfectly. Here's what he said in a quote. I quote Brock Chisholm, director, United Nations World Health Organization. Begin quote. "To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas." Unquote. Family, that proves continuity at the highest level. of your education and your world government. That proves it right there, smack dab. You might say, well, that was just one guy. I might say, well, you might be right. But I say, well, put this in your bag then. Ashley Montagu spoke to 1,000 home economic teachers in Anaheim, California in 1970. She said, the American family structure produces mentally ill children. How about the same time period? Paul Brandwein, influential educator, said and taught, any child who believes in God is mentally ill. Now you tell me they're not teaching that today. You're darn right they are. That's why we are where we are today. Slow and steady. Quietly, keeping you busy with wars, working, TV, rock and roll music, drugs, man. Oh, yeah, man. That's good stuff. There you go, you see? All that. The commercials. Everything across the board is designed to keep you from connecting the dots. Where is it planned? In Tavistock. Who helped us plan all this? Oh, you're going to love this. The Nazis brought over in 1946 10,000 experts of every field in Nazis Germany. Secretly was brought over Operation Paperclip. Huh? Y'all better wake up now. Deny the sanctity of individual human life. How? Hello? Child euthanasia. Abortion. Kill off your old folks because they have a dignity to die. Etc. Movies. Video games. Where you make points when you kill innocent people in the airport. Huh, what in the world? Yeah. Deny the sanctity of individual human life. Next, they claim they can only be successful in creating their utopia by establishing a world government or a new world order. You ever heard that before? Some of you? I know a lot of you have. You ever heard that before? You think it's just theory? When did it first come out in the public view? A teaching point. Who talked about it first? The wake up Americans. And what better way to wake them up is during a time of a war? Who do you think that might be? Where's my Jeopardy call? Na, 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 na. Who might you think might have done that? Any guesses? Well, I'll tell you one right off the bat. How about old George Bushy?
Of its founders.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
What a lie. I've been working with the UN for 5 years in Kosovo. They are not peaceful. I know for an absolute fact that they instigate the wars secretly behind the scenes. I know for a fact. I was there in Kosovo 5 years to see it myself. But it's not done. Before that, September the 11th, 1991, he says,
"Certain that we stand at a defining hour. Halfway around the world, we are engaged in a great struggle in the skies and on the seas and sands. We know why we're there. We are Americans, part of something larger than ourselves. For two centuries, we've done the hard work of freedom, and tonight, we lead the world in facing down a threat to decency and humanity. What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order, where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause to achieve the universal aspirations of mankind, peace and security, freedom and the rule of law. Such is a world worthy of our struggle and worthy of our children's future." If it is possible, I want to continue to build a lasting basis for U.S.-Soviet cooperation for a more peaceful future for all mankind. The triumph of democratic ideas in Eastern Europe and Latin America, and the continuing struggle for freedom elsewhere, all around the world, all confirm the wisdom of our nation's founders. Tonight, we work to achieve another victory, a victory over tyranny and savage aggression.
That was a Kuwait, September 11th, 1991. I will tell you this. They had Camp Doha, Kuwait, occupied with American soldiers when we took over it. And actually, in 1994, when we pulled out, I was the one in a government contract. They sent me over personally to set up the civilian security, armed security for Camp Doha. When we exchanged military for civilian contractors through AMPRO, hired under the government. And I trained, designed the program, trained about 70 specialists till the project manager and operations officer came over. I had it set up for him. I did that personally. Family, I've been in the middle of this, on the outskirts, in the middle, since 1993, 94. So I'm not an armchair mechanic. Yeah, sitting there watching it on TV. I was in the middle of it. I have set it up. Same thing with Kosovo, security manager, Eastern Region of Kosovo, to rebuild what that Rhodes Scholar and liar, Wesley Clark, tore down, leading NATO in their diabolical plan of destroying the Balkans to bring it to a new world order over the long term. I was very outwardly spoken there. That's why my 7-year contract ended up being 5. Actually, there's a book out. I didn't write the book. I get nothing for it. I don't really care. A good friend of mine, Chris DeLucio, who lived over there, wrote the book, asked my permission to put in the stuff that I discovered and found. I said, "Oh, yeah, you put everything in there. I mean, you don't leave nothing out I gave you." And it's called The Coming Balkan Caliphate. Chris DeLucio, 2006. They got a copy at West Point. It's a virtually irrefutable documentation. Chapters 3 and chapter 6. I'll lay it all out. I don't care. I don't care in the sense I don't fear these people. Something's got to be done. But 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the only answer. Yeah, that was September 11th, 1991, he said that. September 11th. 10 years later, what happened? Did you know September 11th, 1966, was Masonic cornerstone for the World Trade Center? Was laid? Ha ha, yeah. that's not all. Did you know September 11th, 1941, was a cornerstone, Masonic cornerstone for the Pentagon? I mean, after all, if you're going to sacrifice people in your Pentagon and World Trade Center for Satan, and that's exactly what that was about, you got to lay it in the right date. Now, come on now, you know better than that. I'm not being facetious. I'm being quite honest, very straightforward about that. And the last one I'm going to give you of this common doctrine and goals of secular humanism, Marxism and Leninism, is a very powerful, powerful weapon that they developed. 1920s and 1930s, put into effect by 1950s. Quote, they believe that the traditional family must be eliminated in order to attain world peace. Boy, now isn't that puzzling? They began taking down the family in 1945 after the wars. They needed the family structure together to foment the wars and bring in volunteers to fight for a cause that they created themselves through the Council of Foreign Relations. Oh, it works out. Now, why would they say that? How do you attain world peace by destroying a family and the family structure? Go back to Chester Pierce. Every child in America entering school at the age of 5, family, he's just out of the family structure. He's just out of the family, the mother's matrix. How can this so-called Dr. Pierce out of Harvard make such a statement? How does a 5-year-old kid, 5-year-old child, starting school at the first grade or kindergarten, whatever, come to school with allegiances toward the founding fathers? He hadn't learned to read or write yet. What kind of statement is this? Well, it's a very clever statement, actually. How can a 5-year-old have allegiances toward elected officials? How can a 5-year-old come to school toward his parents with a belief in the supernatural being? How does he even know God then? How can he have a patriotic fervor over a nation he doesn't even know exists yet? Because family, his mother and father, who are baby boomers, got that from their family, goes back. So they have to destroy it. You see, this is bigger than what you think. Look into this speech. They're trying to chip away the old way, bring in the new way. Roberta Auchenberg, Assistant Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, said, and I quote, "Do we want children learning the values of an organization that provides character building exclusively for straight, God-fearing male children?" Talking about the Boy Scouts. You see, that was designed to build character. They needed that to foment the wars and to control people, and they don't even know it. This is planned out right down to the nitty-gritty. And now they're getting ready to cash in on it. They had to change the thinking of the children, of the baby boomers' children. Because that's why they give them the X generation, the Y generation, the millennial generation. Because they've been chipping away at each generation by design. They started integrating the thoughts of homosexuality secretly in the 1950s. Slowly but surely. Through Tavistock. Council of Foreign Relations. Etc. Now. Look it up. All I'm telling you. Look it up on your own. Man, go for it. Knock yourselves out. Challenge it. Start off with not believing a word I say. You see? All these things going on today, the shooting, the, what they got now? Some guy got a chokehold on somebody, killed him. Now some cop shot this person who thought he had a gun, but it was actually a pill box. That's nuts. Family, it's all made up. And if it really happened, that's your bad cops just being plain out murderers by design. To stir you up, to use racial disturbance as a dialectic, to keep your eyes off the ball. To keep strife going in order to bring peace, they have to create a chaotic situation. And they're going for it, let me tell you. I'm a little surprised myself. I mean, don't be surprised if something Christmas happens. I don't know. I'm not going to be predicting. I don't get into all that. You know what people predict? The ones that really know, they think it's going to be pulled off. If I predict la-di-da-da is going to happen, that makes me a hot shot because I predicted it. Who cares? The idea is to get the truth across to people, not to build your ego up and sell your stupid books. The idea is to get the truth of about Jesus Christ out there, the truth of the gospel. And let me tell you something. These preachers out there, evangelists like Carl Gallup, Irvin Baxter, all these guys, man, Hagee, Mark Blitz, these guys, they way off track. They way off track. There's no such thing as four blood moons. That's part of the end times. There's one blood moon in the sixth seal. Challenge these people, man. Challenge them. They've been four blood moons for centuries. Things just happen because they happen, not because of blood moons. You see? Now, will they know? Sure they'll know. Why? Because they're part of the Illuminati. That's why. Does it not happen? If it doesn't happen, it's because God didn't let it. What do they do then? They sulk. They backstep. They backslide. Oh, well, I guess we made a mistake or something. And they hope you forget about it and they do it again. God don't make mistakes. His prophets are right on target. And the last one was John of Patmos. That's it. It's done. The prophecy's been written. It's been told to you. It's over. And Revelation 22:18-19 seals it. So anything after what John of Patmos wrote is nothing but nonsense and garbage. Whether it comes from, you know, the Catholic Church or Fatima or whatever, and any other so-called prophet is just a bunch of baloney. Four blood moons, all this nonsense. That's what it is, nonsense. The Bible tells you there's going to be a time of trouble. You say, well, that's now. No. There's going to be a time of peace and prosperity, unlike no other worldwide. So to bring that, they got to have chaos before. So anything before the first seal is all man-made. To lead you to the first seal. I'd say we're close to the first seal. But these P.P. Simmons and Carl Gallup and Baxter and all them, they're saying it's already done. The tribulations are finished. That's a big time wrong. They're trying to get you from the Bible, the truth of the Bible. But these marches are to keep you busy. ACLU keeps it going. Delaware charter schools are segregated, says ACLU. They're going to keep bringing these things up. Ex-South Carolina police chief indicted in 2001 shooting death of unarmed man. Indiana abortion clinic law ruled unconstitutional. Man, they're just pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. They got Bill Cosby on the chopping block. Either it's actually the Illuminati is after him, or it's just to keep you all busy watching the news. You see? All this is part of it. You say, well, Tom, you're just cherry-picking articles. No. You take these articles that you read, and you put them in the URL search bar, in the search bar, and you watch what happens. You'll see them throughout the United States, the same article. Don't matter where it happens. They set up the incident, then they say it's done. They report it and use it as a teaching or brainwashing mechanism throughout the United States. Because all the news and media are controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations. That's how they do it. It's quite ingenious, actually. Family, this news reflects the Humanist Manifesto. Now, you know, I think that maybe next week I'll have to make it interesting. Because, you know, you're teaching about the Humanist Manifesto and you get drawn out and boring, you know. So we'll talk about the Humanist Manifesto next week in detail. That is their blueprint of everything going on today is based on Humanist Manifesto. They have a deadline, the year 2025, for what's called the externalization of the hierarchy by Alice Bailey to bring the fallen angels, the hierarchy, the so-called aliens, which is a lie, or the ascended masters, which is another lie, into your public view. They got a lot to do between the year 2014 and 2025. I have this documented in their textbook, the year 2025. You'll note a lot of milestones ends at year 2025. Look up Externalization of the Hierarchy by Alice Bailey. That's when Satan, at some period of time in there, must become leader. So he's got to chip away using the Humanist Manifesto at the population to accept stage by stage that one day when everything changes. But they can't do anything till minds are changed. But they can't do anything till God allows it. The more we turn away from God, the more God's going to allow. It has been delayed many, many times. A lot of people don't know that. 1930s, 1945, 1962-65, 1972-74, 1983-84, Rex 84, and 1999. God's delayed it all these times. And not because of what men did, it was because of what God did. Because 2 Chronicles 7:14 stands. That's what changed it. That's what delayed it. America better get right. Martin Luther King warned us that we become arrogant. He warned us in the 1960s in a speech. I don't have time to play right now. Martin Luther King was on top of it. JFK was on top of it. Malcolm X was against it. Bobby Kennedy was working with his brother. And all four of them have something in common. They're killed by the same organizations. For the same purposes. All four of them. Mason, CIA, and Illuminati. Because they were four powerful men. That went against the Illuminati. See, God's got a way of working. Family, I'm going to remind you all that John Kirkler up at highportradio.net plays our broadcasts and our Bible studies. John Kirkler, highportradio, one word, .net, and New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and on internet. He has sponsors up there. So if you live up there, you might check out his website, find out the sponsors, and use them. Also, my website, watchforjesus.com. And my Facebook is Watch for Jesus. Today's broadcast was right off the cuff because I just got back from an appointment I had. Wasn't sure where I was going to do it. I said, I'm going to do it anyway. I jumped in on the hour, and it's all been on top of my head. So make do what you got, and we did for 1 hour. Family, Second Chronicles 7:14. Tea Party, Oath Keepers, man, y'all spitting up a rope. All this common law discussions, all this stuff, it's going to fall right in your face. Your Freemasons are going to slow you down, turn you around, and tattletale on you. And all the cookouts and barbecues they bring you on means absolutely nothing. Means nothing. That's to placate you. Hook, line, and sinker. Slow you down. Just like a sinker. Family, I'll be tonight. Bible study about the heresies being taught today. Bible study 8 to 9, Eastern Standard Time, on my website. Just like we do the broadcast, do Bible study. So y'all have a good night. And God bless you. And thank y'all for putting up with me this afternoon. Because when I hit it, I wasn't sure what I was going to talk about until I got to talking. Obviously, it worked. So y'all have a good night. God bless y'all. Have a great weekend. And I'll see y'all either tonight, 8 to 9, or I'll see you on 4 o'clock to 6 on Monday. Hit the ground running, too. Get ready. Good night. God bless. This is your Watchman. Signing off.
I am with you every day.